Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
PM Team Friday tailgates a half hour away. You can text us. You can tweet us. You can send us pictures of what you're drinking as you wind down a Friday, get into your happy hour, get into your weekend, then another Sunday of Steelers football. Fingers crossed it goes much better than it did against Seattle, although I'm not holding my breath on that. You can stream this matchup in the NFL all season long. Steelers Pats starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month when you visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You can watch CBS Sports HQ on there, which is where you'll find our next guest, Steelers Super Bowl champ, on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, one Bryant McFadden. B-Mac, this is the furthest thing from a Steelers Super Bowl defense two games in. Would you agree with that?
No question. Yes. The level of expectations for the defense has not been reached in two games of play. I think it's been one of the more disappointing parts with the team in terms of, you know, the names that has been a part of the defense. You have to believe and hope that they will find their stride. And, you know, what better way to do that than playing against, you know, the New England Patriots and second-year quarterback in Drake May?
I'm not sure I feel as optimistic about them being able to take advantage of a young quarterback. In fact, I'm not optimistic because he's coming off his best game, B-Mac. I want to know from your perspective, what has been if you were just looking at it as a fan, having obviously been on a Super Bowl winning defense and knowing what it takes, what's the most alarming thing you've seen or not seen from that defense? Is it like them losing physical battles, all these things about bad communication, getting confused? What should fans be the most concerned about that they're hearing and seeing from that group so far?
I think the communication. I think the communication is probably the most alarming thing, because that's the thing that people overlook when it comes to defensive play. If everyone is not on the same page, the entire operation goes down the hill. And it seems like, you know, folks are not on the same page right now. And you oftentimes think about, is the rhythm there? Is the chemistry there? You know, if you look back with some of the defenses that I played on, you know, we knew each other extremely well. You know what I mean? We played together for quite some time. But throughout training camp, throughout preseason, we were on the grass a lot. You know, nowadays you look at teams, a lot of teams don't play their starters in preseason because they feel like joint practices is more than enough work. You know, sometimes you need a little more, especially when you have so many new faces and new places.
Brian, what is the easiest thing that's gone wrong defensively to clean up in this game against New England?
I think it goes back to transparency once again. If you clean up the communication or the lack thereof, you will see better production. I remember, you know, Dick LeBeau tell us when I played, heck, if y'all play the wrong thing from what he called, it's not a big deal as long as everybody's on the same page.
As long as everybody's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, everybody's on the same page. And transparency was something that we overly emphasized, because we knew if everyone knows exactly what this person is doing, that person to his right, to his left is doing, it's going to work out. And I think that's something that has to be rectified sooner than later to see better outings coming from the defensive side.
Why can't they get T.J. Watt through two games, like, really loose and being as disruptive as people have become accustomed to seeing him be over the last decade, basically, B-Mac? What's been going on there that you've seen?
I think you got to start moving T.J. Watt around. I think he should have the free will to be the Troy Polamalu for the defense. You know, oftentimes when you look at T.J. Watt, if I'm not mistaken, he's usually lining up on the left side of the defensive side.
He's going against right tackles almost all the time.
Yeah, sometimes I think you should move him around. I think you should move. You look at prime example, like with Green Bay with Micah Parsons.
Yep.
They move him around everywhere on the front. Chris Jones for the Kansas City Chiefs, he has that free will to move everywhere on the defensive front. Because now when you just line up T.J. to one particular side, it's easy for teams to game plan against him because they know exactly where he's going. They know where to slide. So I think that would probably be beneficial just to kind of start utilizing T.J. in different areas of the front where he can kind of utilize his skill set, his athleticism, to be able to get the plays that we know he can make.
B-Mac, did you just eat? Because if you did, what I'm about to tell you might make you throw up. So I want to be very careful here.
I didn't eat.
Okay, good. Kenneth Walker averaged over 8 yards per carry last week. The Steelers have given up over 100 yards rushing in back-to-back games. There was a third and goal at the 19-yard line. Seattle ran the ball for a touchdown. Walker wasn't touched. It was the first time in NFL history that a team scored a touchdown on a give-up play like that, on a run play, on a third and goal at the 19-yard line. You guys stopped the run like crazy in 08. How is it possible that with all the money they've spent on defense, this team is getting smashed over and over again in the running game, and it's a problem that carries over from last year?
That's a great question, because in terms of individual talent, you would think you would see better performances, but something is not clicking for whatever reason. And that is something that is an internal issue. Because me or you, we're not there day in and day out. We're not in the game prep. All we're doing is watching as fans. But why is it that we're seeing something happen within the Steelers organization that hasn't been accustomed to? We've always been taught to stop the run, first and foremost. That's the first thing you do when you play for the Steelers defensively, stop the run. They're not going to run the football. And right now, to your point, in 2 weeks of play, Kenneth Walker walked all day long and had successful steps last Sunday. Before Kenneth Walker was Breece Hall. And these are things that we haven't grown accustomed to. But hopefully, in what I'm expecting, for the guys to get back to the basics and play fundamentally sound football. Because it's not like the effort isn't there. We see guys competing. It's just like not playing with the right gap integrity. You know, you're not playing with the proper containment. And these have allowed spurts where these running backs are having successful outings against the defense.
Would you consider, if you were running this defense and running this team, if you're in Mike Tomlin's shoes, would you consider sitting Peyton Wilson down or making him the backup and replacing him in the starting lineup with Cole Holcomb, B-Mac?
No, that was a learning experience for Peyton Wilson, honestly, in my opinion. So let's see how he bounces back. When you drafted Peyton Wilson, you drafted a guy that is overly talented and super, super athletic. But what they did Sunday was a different brand of football than what Peyton has been accustomed to. When the last time you guys seen a fullback be involved in the offense? Like a fullback.
That fullback pancaked two guys on one play?
I know. I've never seen a fullback take out two linebackers at once.
I formation coming downhill. So now it's about what do you do next? You know, what do you do next? Because I can tell you this much, guys. It's a copycat league. Mike Tomlin used to tell us this all the time. Anytime you put bad tape out there, be prepared to see it week in and week out until you get it right. And I'm willing to bet the New England Patriots will run that same league with a fullback or a blocking tight end in front of Ramondre Stevenson to see has Peyton Wilson correct his wrongs.
Man.
I mean, what is there to correct there? It sounds like just be stout at the point of attack at the block and defeat the block. He got absolutely leveled. That's what makes me nervous.
Yeah, and it was almost like Peyton did not expect him to come down the teeth of his chest like that. And see, this is a new this brand of football is different than what, you know, most fans grew up watching, where it's a physical brand where you knew people was going to come down the teeth of your chest. And I think it felt like he didn't expect that. So now you know what to expect, how to expect, what are you going to do in terms of bouncing back?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B-Mac, I'd put Peppers in there against his old team. He'll hit somebody. He might not always have the best fundamentals or technique, but he'll at least hit somebody. I kind of want that attitude in my lineup against the Patriots. Would you do that?
And I tell you this much, you talked about putting different people in there. What about Landon Roberts? That's the type of game he played.
And we missed
him. How about Jawan Bentley gets in ASAP because we know he likes to destroy?
Yeah. So, but you know what? I'm not turning my back on Peyton Wilson. No.
All right.
I think that was a learning experience. He's in year two, right?
Well, speaking of turning your back on a guy, you give Caleb Johnson a second chance this week. He's not going to return kicks. You still have him active?
Yes, I have him active. Me personally, guys, I was still confused about why Caleb was returning kicks. He only did
I've said that a million times. Thank you for backing me up on that.
Yeah, he only did it his first 2 years at Iowa, and he didn't do it none at all last year. Now, I understand you want to get him involved. You want to get the football in his hands. But, I mean, that's a special, special skill set. And for a guy to be removed from doing it, because remember, he was the starting running back for Iowa, you didn't have him doing those special teams.
Yep.
So I was a bit confused to see him do that, you know, especially with this new day and age of returning kicks. But, no, I'm not making him inactive, man. He's a guy that can actually help the team. Maybe put somebody else back there for sure to return the kicks. But I'm not dressing him. No, Caleb is a quality asset that can help the team.
B-Mac, your prediction for Steelers-Seahawks, we're going to give you a mulligan on.
Oh,
no one goes perfect. No one goes 17-0.
Tee up another ball and take a swing here on this one, B-Mac.
Who do you like? Right, now you have to pick a star of the game. Last week you refused to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
So now you got to give us a star of the game in Steelers-Pats.
All right, I like Pittsburgh to win. Yo, you know how important this game is, because if Pittsburgh wins this game, you get backup quarterbacks the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to take care of your business, man. Last week was a winnable opportunity as well, but you missed that one. Bounce back. I got Pittsburgh winning 22-17.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My star of the game, I need DK. I need DK Metcalf.
Christian Gonzalez is questionable. That would be a very nice matchup if those two guys went against each other. A five-star
matchup.
And
I don't know if Christian would follow DK every play, but I need DK to show up.
B-Mac, you're the man. We'll talk again next week. Be well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go. Brian McFadden.
How many games in a row? Because I know B-Mac, having played for the team, you know, there's a certain level of belief. He's been in huge situations and made huge plays. I think those guys are the last to kind of give up on a team.
Mm-hmm.
What would their record be where he'd start saying, you know what, they're going to get tattooed right here?
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing.
Like, if they're 1-5, is he going to come out and be like, guys, they're getting their asses kicked today? Well, B-Mac wouldn't swear. He already told us that.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in that.
They're going to get their teeth kicked in.
He would also not appreciate Terrell Austin saying that, just like Mr. Rooney.
Mister?
I just said that just to bust balls. The Seahawks played the Patriots last year. What did DK Metcalf do against Christian Gonzalez in that game? Do you have that stat handy?
Oh, you kind of caught me flat-footed.
2024 Seahawks-Pats.
Yeah, no, I'll get it. Here's what it is, Pony. 2024 Seahawks-Pats. You had, of course, the Seahawks win that game in overtime. DK Metcalf, 56-yard touchdown from Geno Smith in that game. DK Metcalf overall, 10. 129 and a tutter.
Holy cow.
And yet he didn't even have technically, like you would call it, I guess, the biggest game. Smith and Jigba had 12 for a buck 17. Geno was cooking that day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.